Oh, Smallwood, he's not coming in?
He's gonna be in his room today, but yeah.
Why?
That's something he had to take care of in his room.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, you came all the way from England and South Africa.
Just
can't come into the room, huh?
I've got to sort of step out of the class very quickly.
Okay. All right. Good. Very good. Okay, let's begin, guys. Good to see everybody. Binyamin, you there?
Recording in progress.
Michal, you there? They say in progress now, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a new phrase. What's up with that? You mean it started? That's what it means, it starts? Okay. All right, good to see everybody. Okay. Let's begin the Arvip Sochem. Arvip Sochem is very fascinating, like every Perek and Shas. It's interesting, there's a note that says that the Baalei HaTosis and Arvip Sochem, did you notice that, are not the same Baalei HaTosis from the beginning of the Masechta. I see that on the top here. And it says in the Gos V'Tzionim Osei, I never noticed that the Tosim in this Perek are not the same Baalei HaTosis from the previous. There's a lot about whether this was a separate Masechta L'maisa, but I think that the Tos is more Tam and Nishchat. But what's unique also, number one, is that the Baalei HaTosis might be different. Number two is that there's two things that we have to do on the dot before we can get the Tosis. That's Rashi and his grandson, the Rashbam, which makes Arvip Sochem also unique. And so we're expected, God willing, to do not just Rashi, but I want you to do the Rashbams as well, okay? Let's not skip the Rashi. A lot of people just do the Rashbams, but I want to do the Rashi and the Rashbams, and then Tosis. Yes, Yosef?
It says Rashi Tatzal, no? I mean,
No, they identify him as Perish Rabbeinu Shmuel Talmud Rashi Zal. That's how they're identifying his grandson. But the top is Rashi and the bottom is the Rashbam. Okay? Rashbam was one
why
of
the... Why do we have the Rashbam in here?
Yeah, I don't know, Bench. I don't know. I'm not sure why... I'm not sure how it came about. I don't know. Maybe I have to do a little bit more research on that. Okay? Not just a little bit. Just start at least... I don't know why. Like in Baba Basra, the reason why, because they say that Rashi passed away, or at least, I don't know if he may have passed away, or we don't have the parish in Cheskes Abatim. It just ends.
Marcus
also at the end. Also, it's the Rivavan at the very end of the Masechta. Yeah, that's true as well. That's his son-in-law. The Rivavan is his son-in-law. So there are different Masechta. Then we said Moed Katan is not Rashi. Remember, it's a compilation Rishonim. So it's interesting. Okay, so let's see the beginning of the, there's a lot to see. We got to see in every God willing, every Shir Bez Hashem. There's a different topic we have to see, but the most important thing is we have to get it clear and understand it. So let's begin the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Arve Psochem, or Erev Psochem, Samach L'mincha Lo Yochel Adam Achetachshach. An Erev Pesach, close to Mincha, now Samach means in half an hour before, Lo yochel adam achetechshach. Half an hour before, now, I'm going to spill the beans already to you. The Gemara has later on a kuf zayin, which mincha is this referring to? There's on a perfect 12-hour day, when I mean by a perfect 12-hour day, I mean from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., mincha gedol is from 12:30 to 3:30. Okay? Mincha ktan is from 3:30 to 6. You got it? It's always the same tefillah mincha. We're actually going to talk about today why it's called mincha. I have to tell you, my whole life didn't even think about it. Why is it called mincha? We're going to talk about that today, Biz Hashem, why it is called mincha. But it's the same tefillah, okay? It's the same tefillah, and we're obligated by Hashem to daven one of the two. And we're actually going to talk about which is preferable to daven to Biz Hashem. Okay, but it's the same tefillah, same Shmoneh Esrei. But when you daven from the 12:30 to 3:30, it's Mincha Gedola. When you daven from 3:30 to 6, it's Mincha Ketana. Now, when the Mishnah says Samach LaMincha, what's it referring to? So the Gemara says Mincha Ketana. The Gemara says on Kuv Zayinim is Gemara asked the Shiloh, and that's why I mean to say that I'm spilling the beans already. The Gemara says Beferish later on Kuf Zion and Aleph, that the Kavan of the Mishnah means Mincha Ketan. Okay? So if you plug into our 12-hour format, that means at 3 p.m., because half an hour before 3:30 is 3 p.m., you cannot eat things on Erev Pesach. Okay? Until the evening. Until you start your Seder. That's what this means. Okay? I want to just finish the Mishnah. Afimu Ani Shebi Yisrael. Even an Ani Shebi Yisrael Lo Yochad She Yesev. Even an Ani Shebi Yisrael should not eat Lamaisa until he does a Seba like a Derech Ben Enechorin. So even an Ani Shebi Yisrael has to be Makbid Lamaisa, not to eat at all. This obligation, Lamaisa, he has to eat, do a Seba as well. And Mishnah concludes by saying Lo Yifsechu Lo Mi'arba Kosel Shal Yayim. When we get to the Taisusim, Bez Hashem, we'll see. It's a strange way of saying it. Don't diminish less than 4 cups of wine. Tzid Afilu Min HaTamchui, even from the Tamchui, even from the Tamchui means that Lamaisa, you have to make sure you're sustained, even from the soup kitchen, to make sure that you get enough money to buy 4 cups of wine. Okay, so Lamaisa, when it says, don't mix up when you say Afilu Ani should be Yisrael Lo Yochol, what's that referring to? That's referring to on the Seder night, okay? That means he's got to eat with a Seba. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? The Lo Yochol, Afilu Ani, is not talking about Erev Pesach. The first comment in the Mishnah was about Erev Pesach. Don't read the Mishnah by saying Afilu Ani should be Yisrael should not eat Erev Pesach. That's what it means. It means Lo Yochol Achi Yesef. When he eats in the Seder, make sure he eats with a Seba. Don't give me the excuse that you're poor. I mean, we feel bad you're poor, but you still have to do a Seba as well. You understand what I'm saying? You follow me?
Is
that Seba leaning? Yes, a Seba means leaning, correct. But I'm saying the Lo Yochol is talking about during the Seder.
Right.
The first Lo Yochol is talking about Erev Pesach. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we should be able to memorize this Mishnah throughout the day, okay? In the first day of the Zman. Okay, we got this chlor? All right. That's what the Mishnah says, Beferish. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says, Beferish. Now, I want to... Yes, go ahead. Yes. In other words, it's odd means until you do this action.
Okay, got it.
Odd is now referring to a time. Well said, Yosef. Correct. Excellent. It means a mode. I want you to eat Beseba. Correct. So that's the Mishnah. So let's look at the Rashbam. Okay? Let's look at the Rashbam. Okay? We'll start with Rashi, like we said we should. And then we'll look at the Rashbam. Erev Pesachim Samach LeMincha Kodum LeMincha Ma'at. Now I already spilled the beans. What Ma'at means? A half an hour. Okay. Lo Yochol Kadesh Yochol Matzah Shel Mitzvah LeTeyavo Mishum Hiter Mitzvah. Okay. So we're going to get back to that. Rashi and Rashbam says the same thing, if I'm not mistaken, right? He says, why is there a din you can't eat an Erev Pesach? So you should eat the matzah with an appetite, because that's a Hiter Mitzvah. Okay. Because that's a Hiter Mitzvah. There's a hiddur mitzvah behind that. That's what Rashi says. Now, what do you see from this Rashi? Let's get it down in our notes. What do you mean hiddur mitzvah? Rashi, the Bartanura, they say the same thing. You see the Rashbam there? Look at the Rashbam. Lo yochol adam chulei kedeshi yochol matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavon mishum hiddur mitzvah. Doesn't he say the same thing? What do you see the chiddush in that is? Normally, what is hiddur mitzvah? That a chef, but that a chefsa looks nicer. A lulav noa, sukkah noa. Where does the Gemara say that? Shabbos taf kuflam and gilmeis. What does hiddur mitzvah? The chefsa should look nicer. What do you see from this? I want you to get this down. What do you see from this? That hiddur mitzvah doesn't just speak to the chefsa; it speaks to the gavra too. How you should fulfill the mitzvah. Think about that, Aryeh. This notion of eating with an appetite—is that a description on an article? That's not a description on an article, is it? It's not making a chefsa more beautiful. What is it doing, Sam? It's a description how, what manner, Natan, are you with me? It's a description of what manner you should what? It's a description of what manner you should eat. Okay? So therefore you see hiddur mitzvah, someone asks you, give me a marker, that hiddur mitzvah doesn't just speak about the chefsa, Sam, but it speaks about the gavra, what way you should fill the mitzvah. Here it is right here. Okay? And the Avnezer in Orachayim, in Simon Tuf Lamed Gimel, Os Gimel, says that the mitzvah is only when you're nene, whether it's your mouth or whether it's your stomach. It's a machlis, a bilchon, a shlokas, a nas grono, a nas meav.
The mitzvah of
eating of the
seder. Eating it with a geschmack. The mitzvah of eating the matzah is eating with a geschmack. You get much more hana. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says. The mitzvah is only when you're nene, meaning the hitter mitzvah is when you're nene more. You know, you can on a scale of 20, you can eat something and get, you know, 18, a level of 18 about hana, you get a level of 9. So when you eat it with an appetite, Lamai, so you're going to get 18 or maybe even 20. So that's what Avnei Nezer says. Avnei Nezer says, this says this chiddush. But I have to tell you that I'm going to spill the beans again from the Gemara later on at Kuv Zayin and Mebeis. Because the Gemara we sent at Kuv Zayin and says referring to Mincha Ketana. Yes? See, that's how you open up the Mishnah. You know it's referring to Mincha Ketana. Yes? But there's another thing I'm going to spill the beans with you about in the Gemara. Do you know what the Gemara really says black on white? The Gemara really says black on white. You know what the reason why you can't eat is because of Achila Gasa. You ever heard of what Achila Gasa is? You know what Achila Gasa is? You're stuffed to the, you can't, if you eat something and you're totally stuffed already, then that's not called an achila. Achila gas is not an achila. So it's a very difficult Rashi and Rashbam. What are they standing on their head and saying, hitter mitzvah, when the Gemara says black on white, it says achila gasa. Very, very, very difficult. You know who asked this kasha? Rabbeinu David, the Rishash, the Chassam Sofer, they all asked this. What are you giving a new reason? The Gemara already said achila gasa. Now, if you look there in Rashi and Kuv Zayin and Mebeis, Dibra Maskel Umishum Matzah, Rashi stands on his head over there and says, it doesn't mean achila gasa. It just means that I don't want you to eat in a manner of achila gasa. So therefore, what should you do? You should eat it with a taiva. In other words, you can reread that Gemara and say, when it says achila gasa, so that's the reason why, achila gasa is really the reason, I don't want you to do this, but the motivating factor why the Gemara said achila gasa is because why? We want you to eat it with an appetite, you know what I mean? So there's a way to get out of it. But if you just, you know, just black on white without, you know, without pilpling, Rashi and Rashbam say hitter mitzvah, and the Gemara says achila gasa. So if you open up the Rashi, the Rashi says, well, the motivating factor of achila gasa was because of hitter mitzvah. Okay, fine. But that's certainly not the pashtus. Yes?
When it comes to a day like Yom Kippur that you're supposed to eat a lot the day before, are we worried for achila gasa?
No, I mean, you shouldn't do that because you'll get sick on Yom Kippur, you know?
Right, but let's say
you're right. Yeah, I mean, but until you got to that point, you fulfilled the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. Once you get to that point where it's disgusting, I mean, Tosfos actually writes over there, when we get to it, if we get to there, God willing, but Tosfos actually says there's two types of achila gasa. There's achila gasa which your mom is disgusting, that your mom is ready to vomit if you eat anymore. And then there's achila gasa where it's not just enjoyable. You know what I mean? Like, so you're stuffed to your gills and when you eat dessert. But, you know, you always find a little bit of room for dessert, right? Everyone can always find a little bit of room for dessert. So that's also a borderline achila gasa. He says there are two types of achila gasa. But I want you to know that this Rashi and Rashbam are very startling. And the truth is the Ran and the Rosh Mishans and Rabbeinu David say, we're afraid that you're going to come to eat achila gasa. They actually say, they argue on Rashi and Rashbam, and they say the Gemara says achila gasa, and they actually write achila gasa. So please get that down. There are Rishonim that actually argue right here and say it says achila gasa. So if I ask you, why is it lo yochal? So Rashi and Rashbam will say because of what? Hitter mitzvah l'te'avon. And the Gemara says achila gasa. And do any Rishonim actually quote that Gemara? Yes. The Ran, Tyson, the Ran, Rosh Mishans, Rabbeinu David. Now I saw that Rabbi Yonah Salunil quotes both reasons. Rabbi Yonah Salunil, he's another Rishon. Yeah, on 20 we have his parish on 22 Masechtos, and Rabbeinu Yonah Salunil says both reasons. He says matzah l'teyavon, and he also says achila gasa. So it's interesting. So l'maisa, that's a three shitas in the Rishonim. But I thought the Rishash had a beautiful answer for this, which I want you to get down. And the Rishash says, remember I just said to you, there's two types of achila gasa. Here we're talking about not the one that you're gonna vomit, that you're so stuffed, you're just a little bit full. So what that means is that it's a chisaron of what? It's a chisaron of hitter mitzvah. Here we're talking about your ksas gasa. So therefore, Sam, therefore it's a little bit, you know, it's like a lack of, if it would be like that, the one you're gonna vomit, then mamish lemaisa, then you're, you know, then Lamaisa, you know, then the Rashbam and Rashi or Mamish against the Gemara. But they interpreted when it said Achila Gasa, what type of Achila Gasa did it mean when the Gemara said it? It meant the Ksas, and that's exactly what Lateyavon means. We want you to eat a potato oven. We don't want you to wear a Ksas Gasa. We want you to get a geschmack out of it. So don't eat it in Erev Pesach, you'll have an appetite. So I thought that was, you understand how the Rashash jives Rashi and Rashbam with the Gemara? In other words, what it's referring to, Ariel, is the Ksas Gasa. You follow me? So I thought that that fit in very nicely. You got me? I want you to get that. Please get the three approaches in Rishonim. And the way to get out of the Gemara is Rashi over there that says it really meant to eat it with Teyavon when it said Gasa. But another way of reading it is saying that it meant Ksas Gasa. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
We say L'Teyavon, that's saying Hinder Mitzvah?
Yes, that's what he says. L'Teyavon is Hinder Mitzvah. Yeah. Rashi said it on the top there. L'Teyavon, I don't remember. Did Rashbam say it? Yeah, Rashbam, they both said it. L'Teyavon Mishum Hinder Mitzvah. Yes. When you eat something with an appetite, that's a Hinder Mitzvah. So that's what they want to say, Ksas Gasa. Okay? I do have to tell you, though, that the Tulsus himself on Kuv Zayin Amid Beis says it's referring to the real Gasa, where a guy's going to vomit. He's so, and it's mamish, not an achilu. So I want you to get this down, because Sfasema says that the Rashbam and Rashi are arguing on that Tulsus. And they are clearly saying that it was not a Gasa that you're going to vomit. Okay? So basically, it's a very good example, this sugya, just opening up the parak. You have a Mishnah, you have a Gemara, and how the Rishonim deal with it. Because the Gemara says black on white, it says Achila Gasa. So how do you jive that with Rashi and Rashbam that said L'Teyavon? So they say, oh, it meant Ksas Gasa. Tosa says it doesn't mean that. Tosa says it means the guy's going to vomit, L'maisa. So therefore, Tulsus would say, you are wrong, Rashi and Rashbam. Don't tell me it's L'Teyavon Hinder Mitzvah, like Yosef said. It's not true. It's mamish wrong. So how do you jive them with the Gemara? Either you stand on your head over there like Rashi says, and then Gasa meant what? Because we want you to eat L'Teyavon, don't eat it in a Gasa manner. Or you say it meant Ksas Gasa, right? It meant Ksas Gasa. But L'maisa, this is what you want you to, you guys want to take a look at it. Let's take a look at it real quickly, guys. Look inside so you have it in your minds. And you guys will become a lamdanim. It says it there on Kuv Zayinim and Beis. Says it there. It's actually on Kuv Zayinim and Aleph. Halacha Lamaisa, it says Beferish that it's going to be because of Achila what? Achila Gasa. Okay? The Gemara there on Kuv Zayinim and Beis says that what? Says it's going to be because of Achila Gasa. So that's the Shiloh. If you look at the Rashi there, Rashi how he explains it away, Rashi Dibur Maska Mishum Matzah, but the bottom line is that what? You see that in Mishum Matzah?
Yeah.
You see the third line there, guys? You see that third line of Kuzayim is Dilma Asil Michla La Matzah Achila Gasa. There it is. It's black on white. You know what I mean? So how does Rashi touch it there on the top of Kuzayim Beis? How does Rashi say it? Yosef, go ahead. Mishum Matzah. On Kuv Zayinim and Beis. You see the third line from the top of the Gemara? Sam, you got it? It says Achila Gasa, black on white.
Right.
So how does Rashi say it in the top line there? Mishum, second line, Mishum Matzah. You got it? Yosef, go ahead, read that.
Okay.
No. Kuv Zayinim and Beis. Rashi, Dermaskul, Mishum Matzah. Yeah, read the Dibra Maskil. Yeah. See how he rereads the Gemara that when it says Achila Gasa, it means that, you know, you should eat a bit tighter. That's consistent with what he said by us in the Mishnah, right? Okay, but the Gemara does say Achila Gasa, and it meant what it meant. So that the Tosis there is the second Tosis, what develops those two theories of Achila Gasa. So that's that I want you to get this mahalach, please. Get it. It's a very important chiddush. Number one, it's a chiddush that Hinder Mitzvah is a din in the Gavra. Number two, he's coming up with a whole new reason that's not found in the Gemara, and you have to deal with that. Okay, you got this? Yeah, Sam, go ahead.
So we're saying that Rashi and the Rashbam, they hold that the Achilles Kaiba is to eat the...
Eat the matzah with an appetite, and that's a Hinder Mitzvah.
And that's Achilles Kisar Gasa, right?
So that'll be the reason why you shouldn't eat anything in Erev Pesach. So you don't want to eat in Achila Gasa. But the underlying reason is because you should eat it B'Teyavim.
But what was the point about Kisa Gasa? Did Rebbe say something about...
What is the reason why you can't eat matzah in Erev Pesach? Does the Mishnah say? No. What does the Gemara say?
We want an appetite.
That's what Rashi and Rashbam says. What does the Gemara say in Kuf Zayin Beis? It's Achila Gasa. Yeah, you can't argue on the Gemara. So they say that, what does it mean? That there's an underlying reason why you don't want to have an Achila Gasa. Because the Iker reason is because you should eat an appetite. The Gemara doesn't say it, but the Gemara is just telling you the superficial reasoning. And that is that I don't want you to eat matzah when your stomach is stuffed. But the underlying reason is because why? Because you should eat the matzah with a what? With an appetite, right? You follow me? Rashi and Rashbam cannot be cholik on the Gemara, Sam. They have to be matzah with the Gemara. So it's like they're giving a new theory. So that's how Rashi is going to be matzah with the Gemara. That the Gemara is giving you the result. I don't want you to eat achila gasa, but the underlying reason is because you should eat a b'teyavim. That's one shot. Another shot is to say what? Like the Rashash, what type of gasa does it mean? Where you're a little bit stuffed, which is going to take away the reason of eating the appetite, which is the real reason. But no matter what you say, you got to get out of the Gemara. Tosfos says achila gasa means mamish, then you're so stuffed you're going to vomit. That's the type of gasa. There are two types of gasa. Okay? And some Rishonim actually quote achila gasa. They argue in Rashi and Rashbam. Some Rishonim, Rabbi Yosef, quoted both reasons. And Rashi and Rashbam quoted only L'Teyavim, which is a chiddush in Hiddur Mitzvah. What's a chiddush in Hiddur Mitzvah? What's the chiddush in Hiddur Mitzvah? That the Hiddur Mitzvah is not just on the what?
It's not just on the
chefs. Not just on the chefs. It's on the gavra and the manner in which he eats, which is a chiddush, which I want you to get. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Ariel.
My only issue is that why would the Gemara leave it up to our discretion of what the Iker of the Mitzvah is?
I agree with you. It's difficult. But we got to try to say some answer.
Okay.
Very difficult to leave this Rashi and Rashbam like this, okay? Very difficult. You guys got to be on the ball. When you open up this parak, you got to go right away. You got to know Kuf Zayin and Beis. Okay, that's why we always say you got to try to know everything, okay? You follow me? Yes, go ahead, Ariel.
And I just want to make sure that the Kiddush is based on the Rashbam, that it's not just on the Chepsev, it's on the Gavra.
Yes, okay. And Rashi. Rashi and the Rashbam, they say the same thing, right? It's L'Teyavon. Think about what Teyavon is. Is Teyavon talking about the Chefzer or is it talking about the Gavra? It's the Gavra, how a guy eats. We want to think about that, yes? It's not on the Chefzer. Sukkah, no, Talis, no, that's on the Chefzer. To make a beautiful Sefer Torah, beautiful Tefillin, beautiful Lulu, beautiful Sukkah, that's on the Chefzer. Zeki Levan Veo, this is my God and I glorify him. That's the marker for Hiddur Mitzvah. Kuf Lam Megillah Mezon Shabbos, right? But this is a description of how a guy should eat. That's on the Gavra. So you see, Hiddur Mitzvah applies, according to them, even on the Gavra. Okay?
Sure.
So there's a lot of Chiddushim we have here so far. Okay? Okay, now I want to get to, even before we get to the top Tosfos, I want to get, why is it called Mincha? Why is this called Mincha? So this is another example, guys. Okay? This is another example. I gave you in the Mar Makomas. Did you get a chance to see? Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. This is another example. We're quoting a lot Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. You know what I mean? If you're knowing, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you're growing into a Talmud Chacham, you know when you open up this, you got to know Kuf Zayin. Take a look at Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. There's a Tosfos on the bottom. I don't know if you have it. Do you have an ayin by your Dibra Maskel?
Yeah.
Samach Lemincha? Do you have an ayin? You know what it says in ayin at Gotz Vitzunim? It says, Shayach Lemishnah Del'el on Sadi Testament base. See, in the old days, they didn't have these Gemaras that spilled the beans, right? But Lamaisa, how am I going to know that? I don't, Sadi Testament Beis, how do I know that I was supposed to go over there? I don't know how I knew, to tell you the truth. I don't know how I got to that, but Lamaisa, when you're at Kuf Zayin, it says look back at the Mishnah, right? So let's look at this Tosfos, because I want to go through now a very important topic here, and I gave it to Namar Makaymas, and then we got to get to the Tosfos. But let's see the Tosfos inside. I want to know why is it called Mincha. You could go a whole life, you daven Mincha, a guy davens Mincha every day of his life. Why is it called Mincha? Right? Mincha usually means a meal offering. What does it mean? So this Tosfos really should have been on our Mishnah. So let's look at it inside. Samach LeMincha. Ariel, why don't you read? Read the Tosis, guys, okay?
Samach L'mincha Tema.
Oh, go ahead. What's Tema? We know what Tema means.
Bam Kasha.
Excellent. Bam Kasha. Excellent. Very, very good. Go ahead.
Amai Kari Le, Mincha.
Oh, see, Tosis asks our Kasha. Why is it called Mincha? Some guy comes over to you and says, why is it called Mincha? Oh, don't drain me a... First of all, you should never be that way to a guy. Don't drain me a cup, right? I mean, it's a Yiddish word, you know? What are you bothering me? You know, first of all, you shouldn't have that attitude. Anyone asks you a kasha, you should take it seriously, right? But you know what? This is not, don't drain me a... This is Taitzis Esses Kasha. This is Taitzis Esses Kasha. Why is it called Mincha? Yeah, go ahead.
Di'imishum
Mincha. The Mincha. I have mincha, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, di'imishum mincha, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said
mincha. Oh. I thought you said mishnah, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's my bad.
Yeah, go ahead.
I slurred my word.
Okay. Maybe I heard it wrong. Go ahead. Di'imishum right, what?
Go ahead. Di'imishum de mincha, haita kriba, bein har, har bayim.
Oh, you want to tell me the meal offering was offered in the afternoon, like the minchas tamid. You know, the korban tamid and korban shel bein arbayim had all these minchas that went with it. You know what I'm saying? There were meal offerings that went along with the korban being offered. And the mincha chaviti of the Kohen Gadol. Maybe that's why you want to say it was a mincha according to the meal offering in the afternoon. Go ahead. That's bothersome. Why? Hello. What does hello mean? Hello, behold. Hello, behold. Gam.
Gam b'shachar kriba minchas chavisim.
Excellent. He says, even in the morning there was a minchas chavitin, there were meal offerings offered. What are you talking about? So you should have called the morning davening, also mincha. Why you call mincha only the afternoon one? Also called chakras.
Rabbi, why can't you just say, call mincha chakras? Like it could go either way.
But it's called mincha. It's not called, well, Tos is going to give an answer, we'll see. But there's no korban that it's called in a sense, it's not called a chakras korban. Chakras means morning, so we say the korban of the morning. But meal offering is actually called it is a korban, a meal offering. So what does he say? V'yesh lo amar.
V'yesh lo amar b'shachar yesh sham akher tefila shacharim.
Oh, in other words, morning already has a name. Chakras already has a tefila, kind of like Yehuda said already. We already call it tefila chakras. Okay, so therefore, since it's already called a name, we're willing to be okay with that. So okay. We call chakras after the morning. But it already has a name. But mincha has no name. So mincha has no name. So we call it what? We call it mincha. Theoretically, you could have called it mincha the morning davening. But since it already, shachar already was given the name. Tefillah chakras was patterned after that. So, okay. So that was already used up. But mincha had no name already. So let's call it mincha. Theoretically, you could have called chakras mincha too as well. The davening of the morning. Mincha, but since it already had a name, we're okay with that. No problem. Okay, go ahead. That's one answer.
Okay, so the od zamrina beperakama de brachos have zahir betfilas mincha sha'af Eliyahu lo ne ne ela betfila mincha.
Oh, there's a Gemara in Brachos on Vavim Beis that says that Eliyahu Navi at Har HaKarmel against the Nevi'i Baal. You should be very careful davening mincha. You should have a lot of kavana on all your davening, but specifically mincha, because Eliyahu Navi was answered at mincha. Go ahead, the Shema.
V'shema b'shas hakorbas mincha.
He was answered by Hashem when they were makriv the mincha. Okay, they were makriv the mincha after the tamid shel ben arbaim, after the afternoon animal. That's when he was answered.
Right.
So that caused the hakrovas a meal offering after the animal was offered, caused his tefillah to be answered by Hashem. Go ahead. Lekach. That's why you call tefillahs the prayer of the meal offering. Go ahead. Sha'az. Because that's Shas Ratzon of Hashem. Special. I want you to know something. If you ever look up that Gemara in Brachos, it also says, the other sheet that says he was answered at what? He was answered at chakras and myers. So you should always know that there's another sheet in the Gemara and Brachos. You familiar with that Gemara and Brachos? The first day it says that Minchi was answered. Second day it says he was answered at what? It was answered at chakras or myers. So it's a machloikus in the Gemara. But Tosis is saying very clearly, and I want you to get this down, and we're going to get to the other reasons. If I ask you, why is Mincha called Mincha? So the first answer of Tosis is because why? is because it's because of the meal offering of the afternoon. Why was it the morning tefillah called mincha? Because it already had attained the name of called the morning tefillah of shachar. But in theory, it could have been called that. Yes? What's the second answer? Second answer is that it followed after the animal was off to bin arbaim, the meal offering. That's when Eli HaNavi was answered. It's a very special time. And the Hesberim are given is because usually Michlas David in midday, when you have a lot of things on your mind, if you can get it together and focus and concentrate and get those things out of your mind, then it's special and it's very special. And in that sense, it's a Shas Ratzon. Okay? So let's try to get the whole picture, the panorama, and I want you to get this down. I want to give five different reasons why it's called Mincha. Okay? Why is Mincha called Mincha? Let's get those reasons, Jake, then we'll get to you, okay? All right? Jake, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You first. Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't really understand this, the second answer in Tosfos. When it's the Shemi B'Shas HaKrovas Mincha, so it could have said HaKrovas Mincha, but since it says Tefillas Mincha, we know that specifically that time?
No, it's saying that B'Shas, when the Mincha was offered at that time at Eliyahu HaNavi, that's when Hashem answered his Tefillah. That's when Hashem answered his Tefillah. So the Mincha was the clincher that, you know, had Hashem answer his tefillah at the time, and then the mincha, the meal offering, was offered after the animal was offered. So that was the exact time, Lamais. Even Eliyahu was not answered, Ela b'tefillas mincha, Hashem b'shas akravas ha-mincha. At the time when they offer the meal offering after the Tumah Shin Rabbayim, that's when he was answered. Okay?
What Shema means?
Yeah. Shema means perhaps. B'shas akravas mincha. That's what he's saying. He's saying that at the time of the offering of the mincha, that's when he was answered. Tosis is suggesting and projecting that the krovas of mincha is what he's positing. That's what caused Hashem to answer his tefillah. So since it caused Hashem to answer his tefillah, that's why we call it tefillas mincha.
He davened at the time of the
krovas of mincha, which is offered after the tumah shel ben arbaim. So since he davened that time, that time is auspicious, it's a Rosh Hashem, and that time is called the Hakrovas HaMincha. And therefore it attained the title Mincha for Liolam Voyet. Okay? So then on the side, I don't know if you have it, you have the Ghost of Tzion, it says, look in the Dvar, in the Avudrom. So let's give different reasons that come out, okay? So Lomaisa comes out, that Tosus says it's called Mincha on the Asiri Sa'efa, Solus L'Mincha, which is offered with the Tumah Shel Ben Arbaim. Okay?
That's
what Tosus says. That's what our Tosus says. Okay? Tosus says that it is offered because why? The Mincha, the meal offering, that is in the afternoon. That's what he says.
That's the Tosfos of
Kufzayin Amud. That's our Tosfos of Kufzayin Amud. We're summarizing the reasons.
Great.
First reason is what Tosfos says, it goes according to the Asiri Sa'efa, Solus L'Mincha, the Komets. You know what the Komets is? They used to go like this with the fingers with the flour, and then they would be mak with it. Okay? Theoretically, we said he could have called Chakras that, but what? But it already had its own name. It already had its name. Call it the morning. Okay. Okay? However, Mincha, you L'maisa, it was impossible. Yef sholi krola shem zman kagon tefillah se'erev, because people might start saying it's Myrav. So they had to call it Mincha. You follow me? They had to call it Mincha. You couldn't say tefillah se'erev. You know, why can't you call it, I'm davening Erev. It's interesting, you know. We're adding on to this first terrace. Why don't you say I'm davening Erev? People got to look at you like you're nuts. Why are you looking at him like I'm nuts? It's not Shachar, it's Erev. People start thinking it means evening Myrav. So let's be more specific, we'll call it Mincha. And Mincha is offered in the afternoon. Okay? That was the meal offering. So that's the first reason of Tosfos. That's how the Chasam Sofer elaborates the first Teretz of Tosfos. What's the second Teretz of Tosfos? It's an auspicious time. And that's what he was answered. Okay? That's when it was answered. You see, according to this, the Tzlach says Shachris never could have been called Mincha. Right? Because the tefillah
was... Shachris could have never been called Mincha.
Yeah, Shachris never could have been called Mincha. Why? Because who was sacking the tefillah? The Avos. Yes? Well, what did it say in the Medrash? That Hashem showed Avram Vinu all the Karbanos except what? The Asiri Sa'efa. He didn't show him the Asiri Sa'efa. So there's no way on earth Avram could have ever been Misakin Mincha. He didn't know about a korban mincha at all.
This is a new answer?
This is an elaboration, Lamaisa. This is an elaboration. The Slach wants to say, just an added line, why, according to the second Teretz, Jake, Shacharis never could have been called mincha. That's what he wants to say.
Wait, where does he bring that from?
The Slach quotes a Medrash Rava, which is a little bit strange to me, because you remember last semester, I think we said, according to one opinion, Yitzchak, Avram did daven mincha. Remember that?
Yeah.
He did daven mincha, but he didn't enact it. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yitzchak was the one who enacted it. Okay, but
he repeat the Slach.
Could have been after Yitzchak already.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, after was already enacted. Could be, but he didn't know any of the commandments. What the Slach is saying, Ariel, is that, according to the second reasoning, I just want to add on why. The first reasoning said why mincha theoretically could have been called chakras, yes?
Mm-hmm.
But it just, it already has a name, so we gave it chakras. According to the second reasoning of Tosfos, yes? Why don't we call chakras mincha? So he wants to say, because if you're connecting with the korban that was offered, and it's an auspicious time, why couldn't the morning davening been called mincha? Because Avraham Avinu wasn't showed every korbanos except for Asiris Eifa. He didn't know about a korban mincha at all. He didn't know about that. So when Avraham Avinu was Misakin Shacharis, he couldn't have called it mincha because he wasn't aware of that korban. That's what the Slach adds on. Okay? So how many reasons do we have so far? Two reasons, the 2 days in Tisus. Are you with me? So I want to share with you the Rambam and the Ramban. Let's get it down. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Brachos in the fourth Pirush, and the Ramban in Pirush Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, and Shmos. I think it's this week's Parsha, if I'm not mistaken. Shmos, Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav. Yeah. It's this week's Parsha. So, you know what the Rambam and the Ramban say? Zman Erev is called Mincha, because it's Menuchas HaShemesh V'Hashaket Oro HaGadol. It's when the sun is setting. The sun is strong at noon, and as it weighs, we call that tefillah during that time mincha, because the sun is what? And that's what the Avudram says. It's quoted in my Gemara. Do you have it on your quote?
Yeah,
it says, look in the Ghost of Tzunim. That's exactly what the Avudram says. The Avudram says, the 10th hour of the day is called what? Mincha. Why? Because Adam Arishon, when was he created? On the 6th day. And when did he sin? In the 10th hour, unfortunately. Bracious Pirat Gimel Pazuches. And it says, L'ruach Hayom. What does Targum Mikla say? L'manach Yoma. When the sun is starting to set to the west. The fading of the sun. It's resting of the sun. So that's a third reason why we call it Mincha. And that would be inappropriate to call. That's the Ramam and the Ramban. Based on the Targum Mikla and Bracious Pirat Gimel Pasuk what? Pirat Gimel Pasuches.
Well, how does that explain why it's called Mincha?
Because it's setting. The sun is setting, resting.
Well, what does that
mincha means
that?
Resting.
Oh.
Mincha, resting, nach, from the word nach. So the sun is resting. So that's why it would be inappropriate to call the morning mincha. It's interesting. It has to do, and he actually sinned in the 10th hour of the day, unfortunately.
That's a tangential point.
You know, the Avudram says that Lamaisa, we find that he sinned b'shas shiris. It says l'ruach hayom. Yeah, that's... that's where the Targum Inklus identifies that section of the day. Yes.
Okay.
It's a tangential, but it's not so tangential. That's called the first time that section of the day is called Manachayom.
Okay.
Yes, Ariel. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, for the previous point that the Slach made.
Yes.
Didn't we say that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, even though they did not have the Torah, they were able to know all the other hosts that, or all the rulers?
Yes,
that.
They did all the dinim. They did all the dinim.
So what does that mean, that Avram would know?
You know, he might have davened mincha, but he maybe wasn't aware of the korban as yet.
Is that not considered a dinim?
Well, I don't know if he was makriv korbanos. I mean, he was makriv korbanos, but he couldn't have been makriv that. I mean, that medrash seems to go against. It says he did call Torah kula the rice of the rabbanans. That's the Gemara. So maybe this medrash you're making a good nekuda says he did everything but that, because he wasn't shown that. Okay. Yeah, maybe the Gemara would be cholik on that medrash. If he says he did everything, the stum everything means everything, no? Like you're saying, you're making a good horror. But the medrash says, Hashem showed them all the kabbanis with the exception of the Asiris Ha'efa, which is the 10th Ha'efa, which is Mincha. Okay, let's give three other reasons now why it's called Mincha. So we have three so far. The two of Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ramban. I want to give three others, Sam. And that's the Chidah. The Chidor writes in the Sefer, the great Tzaddik, in the Psachei Naim, that Mincha is called Mincha because Yitzchok Avinu was misakin it, and he gave up his life at the Akedah. He was willing to give up his life. And do you know the only Korban that says the word Nefesh is what? Mincha. Wow. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, and Sefer Yekovin. Nefesh ki sakriv Korban Mincha. Wow. I said, whoa. Beautiful. The only one. Nefesh ki takriv Korban Mincha. The only one that says what? Nefesh is Mincha. And it was as if he was makriv his Nefesh. That's why we call this tefillah Mincha. It's like a offering, Lomaisa. Amazing. It's like he was offering. So Nefesh and Mincha really, really come together. And that's why we call it Mincha. Okay? That's the reasoning of the Chidah. Number four. There is a Sefer called the Emunah Shmuel, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, in Tshuvas Simen Chaf. And he gives the following reasoning.
Where is this? Sorry.
Emunas Shmuel, one of the great Gedolei Achronim. Tshuvas Simen Chaf. He says, amazing. Also. Why? What is the Korban Tumah Shel Shacharis do a kapara for? I say it in the, you guys say the Tumah, remember we always say we got to say the Tumah Keteris, and there's the Hiratzon, that the Tumah should be a kapara. I always wondered, a kapara for what? Baruch Hashem, I saw this. What is it a kapara for, this Korban Tumah? For the Averis he did the night before. Amazing. And what are the Evarim and the Bedarim, the limbs and the animal, the limbs and the fats that get smoked up the whole night, the limbs and the fats that get offered the whole night. What are they coming the copper on? All the avers you did during the day. So then, what is the korban tumah shel ben arba'im left for? There's nothing. There's nothing, right? You covered what the korban tumah shel shachar covered the night before. Yes. Yeah. The korban tumah shel covered the night before. And what covers the whole morning and afternoon? The limbs and the fats that are smoked the whole night. So then what is left for the korban, the tumah shel ben arba'im, the mechapa for? Nothing. Right? So you know what it is? It's a gift. It's a gift to Hashem. Mincha is a gift. Also means gift. It means a gift. It's plain and simple, a gift to Hashem. That's why I call it mincha. Because there's nothing for it to be mechapa for. I covered the night, I covered the morning and afternoon. No? It's a beautiful pshat as well, the Emunah Shmuel. So that's a fifth pshat. Okay, guys, I want you to get this. Six reasons why we call it Mincha Mincha. And then the last one is the Shlach HaKadosh in the Torah Or, Parshas Vayera Os Dalim. He says, during the time of the Akedah, Yitzchak was an Ola, and there was no Mincha Solas. And Yitzchak asked Avram, he said, Maza Yeshkan Ola Velo Mincha Solas? Want to give the shir today, Lilu Nishmas Yosef Bitzalel Ben Nachman. May his neshama go to highest points of Gan Eden. He was a 29-year-old man that was married without any children. He died yesterday. He died on Sunday. Rechmon al Islam. His Avaya is in Israel today. So, he was a very, very Ben Taira. So listen to this. So Yitzchak asked, he said, Avram, he said, Abba, he said, it's an Ola, but there's no Mincha Solas with it. So you know what he did? He got up and he was Mesakein Tefillah, that would be Mokum the Mincha. That's why we call this Tefillah Yitzchak made Mincha. It's referred to the Mincha Solas. It was a substitute for the lack of fine flour that didn't accompany him at the Akedah. Is that a beautiful pshat as well? So let's chazer over to six pshatim, that why we call it mincha. Okay? So you'll know this forever, but you show me do the Gemara Brachas, Davov, with Eliyahu Navi, and we start our Ripsachim, what's called mincha. First reasoning is where? Tosus Kuzayan Amalf, that says it's based on what? What's it based on? The Asiris Seifa. Mamish, that goes along with the Tumah Shel Ben Arba'im. In theory, there's one at Chakras. You could have called Chakras that, but it's already a thing called the morning one. Second reasoning of Tosus is what? It was an auspicious time when Eliyahu HaNavi was answered. And that's when you offer the mincha after the Tumah Shel Ben Arba'im. And according to that, the Slach says, you couldn't have called Chakras mincha, as Ariel said, because Hashem showed him all the kabbanas except for the Asiris Ha'efa. And therefore, when Avram was Mesakin Chakras, He couldn't have called it mincha because he didn't know that. Yes? What's the third reasoning? The Ram and the Ramban that say what? Why do we call it mincha? Because it means resting. The sun is resting. Yeah? That was the time when Adam Arisha made his chait. Targum Unklus says manach yoma. Fourth shot is the chidah that says what? What's the fourth shot of the chidah? Fourth shot, which was the chidah, it was Moser Nefesh, Kin Nefesh. He sakrif mincha. So Avram Avinu was Mesakin mincha. He was Moser Nefesh, and it says mincha. So the only korban that what? That says Nefesh. And therefore we call it mincha. And then the last two reasonings are the Amunah Shmuel that says it's referring to a kapara. Kapara, what? There's nothing to be machaper. Tomit Shashachar is machaper on all the avers the night before. Yes? The Kedarim Ve'evarim that are smoked the whole night are machaper for all the avers you did in the morning and afternoon. So what is the Korban Tomit Shashachar left to machaper for? So what's the answer? It is not. There's nothing left. It's just given as a gift to Hashem. So we call it a mincha as a gift. And then the last reasoning is from who? The Shlach Kodesh, that it means that he said to his Abba, Yitzchak said, I'm a Korban Ola, but where's the Mincha Solis? Where's the fine flour? What's the answer? The answer is there was no fine flour. He got up and was Mesakin Mincha in its stead. Okay, so let's get this down. And that's why we call it Mincha. Okay, excellent. That's why we call it Mincha. Now we go back to what? Let's go back to our Mishnah. And let's go back to our mission and start the Tosus, the first Tosus on the top. Okay? Arya, you got me? Okay, let's see the Tosus on the top. Why don't you read the Tosus? Okay?
And Sadi Test?
Yeah, Sadi Test, some of the base. Back to Sadi Test. Did someone have a Kasha before? You had. Jake, you asked her. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef.
I was wondering how the
Chidah,
I mean, really also the Munashul, really spell out why it's called Mincha. It says there's a specific semen that. No?
Well, I mean, I think the Munah Shmuel say it means a gift. It's a gift. Shacharis and Meyer is fulfilling a kapara. Tomacha Barabarim is a gift. Yeah. It's a gift. It's interesting. I don't know, Nisa Sfard, when you dive in Mincha, don't they say Karbonis before? Do they say Yiratzim that it should be a kapara?
No.
They don't?
Only
Shacharis. So it fits in beautifully. I was wondering that. It's beautiful.
Yes. How is that? I call mincha. I mean, okay, this connection between Yitzchak and Nefesh. I don't understand how that leads.
No, because he was the one that was masakin it, and he gave was willing to give up his life. So it's only appropriate that mincha is called mincha because mincha has the only one that korban has nefesh with it, and he actually gave up his life. So let's try to accentuate it by calling it mincha, because mincha is the only korban that says nefesh with it. And mincha was mesakin in a tefillah where a man was willing to give up his life.
Isn't the reason just because we're talking tefillah of mincha? Isn't that really the reason?
No. But the reason is we daven, we call it mincha is because it says nefesh by it. And mincha was it's a representing a tefillah where a man was willing to give up his life. Unlike Shachar Zemar, we don't find that. Okay? We don't find that. You got me?
I sure understand why it's then called mincha. Like why?
Because it says because mincha is a korban, and he was masakin it, and mincha is nefesh. So whenever you find you want to highlight it, it's called can't call it nefesh. So you want Yitzchak was masakin it, but Yitzchak was masakin it. But oh, so what am I going to name that? Tefillah Yitzchak was masakin. So I want to masakin it, call it a mincha because it says nefesh by that because he gave up his life. Okay, he was willing to give up his life. According to the Kirkan Oz, he actually was killed, actually. There was a Tchiz HaMeis, right? Remember we mentioned that? He had no ability to have kids. And then when he had a Tchiz HaMeis, he had the ability to have kids. So ironic. Here he thought he was killing all his kids. And by doing this, he was given the ability that they could have kids weiter. Yes, go ahead, Jake.
I just wanted to ask him the Shla. So the Shla's answer
yes.
was that there was no solace with the Ola, which was Yitzchak.
So yes.
Yitzchak was Mesaka and Mincha in order to make up for that missing solace?
Yes, the Mincha solace. That is correct.
So when it says Veitzi Yitzchak Basuch Basadeh, like that's already after he was Mesaka and the Tefillah?
That's a good question. You have to say that was already after. That's correct. Otherwise, you'll have to say, yes, that's what you'll have to say. Okay. Maybe he made it, that was the first time he did it, but it was just, maybe he just made it a Takana. You know what I mean? But it seems from the Shlach HaKadosh that this is when he made the Takana. I don't know. It's a good kasha. How's he going to get out of that Gemara? Maybe he just made it, you know, stronger.
What's the kasha?
Right. The kasha is that it says, V'yetzi Such Basari went out to daven in that field. It's masha that wasn't at the time of the Akedah that he made that Takana. And the Shlach HaKadosh is Omed V'tikein. That seems to be against the Gemara. It's a very good kasha,
maybe
Jake.
It's the first time the Torah mentions it.
Maybe. But the lashon that he uses is miad amud v'tikein tefila shiva makom mincha. So I don't know. It's a good kasha, very good kasha. To think about it, maybe that's what he just made it ledoros. You know, maybe you would have thought he made it that was a one time thing, harasha, when there was danger or something. It's a good kasha. To think about it, maybe the Shlach HaKadosh is working on a medrash, but it doesn't. I don't know if he's working on a medrash, you know what I mean? So how do you work with that Gemara? It's a good kasha. Maybe you have to say that he made it a constant thing, even though it said Amar V'tikein ready then. Okay, maybe you would have thought maybe it's only for a dangerous situation. They made it Takana forever. Could be. Okay, let's go back now to Sadi Testament Beis. Excellent, guys. Let's start the Tisus, okay? Ariel, you're doing a great job. Let's look inside. Okay, guys, look inside. Shmuel, you with us? Natan, Sam, let's look at the first Tosus, okay? Yes, go ahead. Guys, you got it? Let's look inside. Go ahead.
Igar Sinan, Arve Nika.
Oh, so what's he bothered by? Yeah, in other words, let's have some symmetry, guys. Sochem is Lashon Rabim. Yes, Benj?
Mm-hmm.
So Arve should be appropriate. That's why he says his girsa was Erev Psachim, so Igar Sin Arve would be beautiful, because Psachim is Rabim and Arve is Rabim, so that would be great. Problem is that that's not the girsa. That's not the girsa. Okay. Go ahead. The what?
The Igar Sin on Erev Hakikamar Erev Shashot.
Oh, but if you have the girsa Erev, we're going to have to say Apshat. What does it mean? Because if it's Erev, why is Pesachim Rabim? So what does he say? Go ahead, Hachikamer.
Hachikamer, Erev Shoshokten Bo, Pesachim.
What's the answer? It's not referring to the holiday of Pesach, the Chag of Pesach. What is it referring to? It's referring to what? What is it referring to? The evening, or the afternoon rather, I'm sorry, the afternoon where you shecht a lot of Korban Pesachim. Not referring to the Chag of Pesach. Please get it down. You see, if it was Arve Psachim, it's referring to, you know how people talk, the Arve Psachim Shebechol Shana. You know, there are 1,000 years. So every year has an Erev Pesach. Erev Psachim's, Arve Psachim's, there are a lot of Erev Pesach throughout the century, throughout the thousands or hundreds of years. So that would be if they were both Arve and Psachim. Problem is we have the Girsa Erev. So you know what Tosa says? It's not referring to what? When it says Erev Psachim, what is Psachim referring to, Aryeh? Not what? Not the Chag of Pesach is referring to in the afternoon where many Korban Pesachs are shechted. Many animals are shechted, okay? Many sheeps, right? Many goats, tles, we learned, right? Remember? Yes, go ahead, Yosef.
So it's not being, I thought that Aryeh Psachim was talking about Pesach Mishim Pesach Sheni, you're saying he's talking about every year?
Well, we're going to get the Pesach Sheni with the next Teretz, but the first Teretz is, let's get everything clear. First Teretz is not referring to Pesach Sheni at all. It's referring to the Korban, multiple Korban Pesachim, the animals that are shechted in that afternoon. Okay?
That's the second Teretz.
No, that's the first Teretz. Okay? There are three comments again. Erev Pesachim. We guys got it. Let's say it again. Erev Pesachim. Igar Sin and Arve Nicha. That's the first comment of Tisus. If you would have Arve, then it would fit in with Pesachim. They're both Lashon Rabim, and it's referring to the Erev Pesach throughout millennia. Okay, that's number one. Number two, if you have the Girsa Erev, how does that work with Pesachim? Erev is Lashon Yachid, Pesachim is Lashon Rabim. So how do you solve that? The first Teretz is referring to what? The afternoon of what? Not the Chag of Pesach, but it's referring to the Korban Pesachim, which are multiple. Yes? That's the first Teretz. Of that girsa of Erev, Yosef. You follow me?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Inami.
Inami, Erev Pesach Rishon B'Sheni.
There it is. What does that mean, Erev Pesach B'Sheni? This is what you brought up now, Yosef. It means what? That also Erev Pesach Sheni, it's usher to eat mincha l'malo, in order to eat bear of l'teyav on. So get this down. What is Pesach Sheni? It's a pasuk in Chumash. What parsha? What parsha is Pesach Sheni in? Baloscha. Yes? And who eats a Pesach Sheni? Who has to do it? Someone who's Tomei Meis or what? Derek Rechoka. Excellent. So what do you do on Erev Pesach of what? Pesach Sheni. You also have to eat the Korban Pesach Sheni with matzah. You also, Erev Pesach of Pesach Sheni, you cannot eat because you have to eat it L'teyavon. Please get it down. So according to the second Teretz, what is Tosa saying? According to the second Teretz, what is Tosa saying? You guys tell me. What is Tosa saying?
It's saying that we're talking about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni.
Excellent. So Erev Sachim is referring to what?
It's talking about the
Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. That is correct. The Erev of one of the two Pesachim. That's what Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz says. But you see from Tosas, the Erev Pesach Sheni, it's usher to eat mincha l'malo, and the Meiri says the same thing. Okay?
What does Meiri say?
Meiri says the same thing as Tosas. That there's an isser to eat on Pesach Sheni, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah l'teyavon. Just like there's a Pesach Rishon. So you cannot eat mincha l'malo. Okay, so let's say a Tommy Mace guy. What would he do? When would a Tommy Mace guy be usher? If it's because of what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say in Kuf Zayin and Beis? What do the Gemara say in Kuf Zayin and Beis? Because of Achila Gasa, yes? You don't want to have Achila Gasa. Yes, they were Misakin, it's usher to Minchat Shetachim Shum Matzah. You don't want to eat the matzah b'achila gasa. Does that apply to what? Both it applies to. A tomei meis, he's got to eat matzah on the first Pesach too. Yes? He's got to eat matzah. Be'erev tochlu matzahs. He doesn't do the korban Pesach till when? Till Pesach Sheni. But he's still got to eat the matzah. But according to the reason of Pesach, when will the guy have to eat it? When will the Isser come in? Whenever he's doing the korban Pesach. An tomei will be when? Pesach Sheni, and Adam Tar will be when? Pesach Rishon. You understand what I'm saying? If the reasoning is out matzah, then it'll be both Pesachim. If the reasoning is out the Korban Pesach, then it'll depend which one you're doing. Now, even though Tosas on Kuf Chesem and after Maskel Neima says, even though nowadays we don't have a Korban Pesach, but the Isser still remained. The Isser Bizman Abayis was not nullified. Tosas writes that a Kuf Chesem and Beit Din Maskel Neima. So a Tomei that was pushed off the Pesach Sheni would be what? Would be Mutter, bless you. A Tomei that's Aser, that Tomei that's pushed off Pesach Sheni would be Mutter on Pesach Rishon to eat what? Please get this down again. What is the reason? What is the reason why there's a din of not eating? Is it because of what? Matzah or is it because of Pesach? If it's because of Matzah, it'll apply to what? Both reasons. Yeah, if it's because of Matzah, it'll apply to both Pesachs. Because you've got to eat matzah on both Pesachs. Yeah? Mm-hmm. If it's because of matzah, they were misaki because of matzah. So an Adam Tomei, who's going to have to eat, who's going to have to do both Pesachs, yes? He would have to what? He would have to, it's usher for him to eat on Erev Pesach, both the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Yes? Mm-hmm. But if it's because of Pesach itself, that depends when you're doing the Pesach, right? If you're Tar, you're doing it the first Pesach Rishon. If you're Tomei, you're doing the Pesach Sheni. We don't have Korbanos Pesach nowadays. I don't care. The Isser still remains. So it's interesting. The Sfasemis is Medayek. I want you to get this. The Sfasemis is Medayek from the Rashbam. What does the Rashbam say? Teyavon, yes? Doesn't he say Teyavon?
Yeah.
What does he say in Dir Maskel Mishum? In the Gemara. He says the same reasoning, right? In Tzadi Testament Beis. We didn't get to it in the Gemara. But what does he say in Damascus Mishum? He says what? Mishum chiyu namatcha sholtei nechalas ala sova. What's ala sova?
No,
shouldn't eat it when you're stuffed. Chiyu namatcha ala rishon chobe dechsim erev tochel matcha. You should not eat it when you're stuffed. So according to the Sfas Emes, Aryeh, what does the Rashbam is cholek on Taisus? Because he says because of what? There's a chiyuv just on Pesach Rishon. Please get this down. Pesach Sheni, there's also a chiyuv to eat matzah, isn't there? Al matzah samorim yochlu. But the mitzvah is to eat it with the Pesach. What do you eat the Pesach with? Ala what? Are you allowed to eat the korban Pesach on an empty stomach? No, you have to eat it ala sova. You davke have to eat it ala sova. So since the mitzvah and Pesach Sheni is to eat the matzah with the Pesach, just like the Pesach is eating ala sova, there's no concern if I eat the what? If I eat an Erev Pesach, because I don't have to eat the matzah b'teavon. What are the condiments of a Pesach Sheni? They're not ketchup, mustard, and relish. What are the matzah and the maror are the condiments. So if the korban Pesach has to be eaten ala sova, so too the matzah has to be eaten ala what? Ala sova. So that's exactly what the Sfasemis is medayek. The Sfasemis is medayek that if you say the whole reasoning is what? This chiyuv of ala sova is only limited to what? The Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, granted you have to eat matzah, but you don't have to eat it with a te'avon. You eat it ala sova, because it's a condiment to the Korban Pesach. Whereas on Pesach Rishon, it's an independent mitzvah, Erev Tochlu Matzahs. There's an independent mitzvah, Ariel, get this down, to eat matzah on Pesach Rishon. There's an independent mitzvah. See, if you say like Tais, the concern is Achila Gasa, that applies both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. There's no doubt. And the Sfasemis is assuming Pesach Sheni, matzah is eaten ala sova. He's assuming that matzah is eaten ala sova. Because the Korban Pesach is eaten ala sova.
What does that mean, ala
sova? You're full. You're full already. You cannot eat the Korban Pesach on an empty stomach. It's the opposite din san. Matzah, you can eat it. You're supposed to eat it l'teyavon. You're not supposed to eat it ala sova in a state of being full. Korban Pesach has to be eaten on a state where you're full. Matzah b'davka is the other way. So if you say this notion of ala sova, that's thin only by Pesach Rishon, right? Fakir the matzah of Pesach Sheni is eaten along as a condiment, it's going to be eaten ala sova. So that's what the Sfasemis, this is a beautiful chiddush, that there's a machloikis between the Rashbam and Tosis. Achila gasa applies when? Both reasons, both times, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. If it's an issue of Achila Gasa, it applies both on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. If it's an issue of Ala Soiva, if it's an issue of Te'ava, that's only Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, by definition, you eat it Ala Soiva, because the matzah is a condiment of the Korban Pesach.
So wouldn't that also go against Tosfos?
Yes, Tosfos says it's all Achila Gasa. So that applies to both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. I'm worried about Achila Gasa. But the Sfasemis is medayik, the Rashbam is cholik on the Tosis. Please get it. The Rashbam is cholik on this Tosis. And the Rashbam is cholik on Tosis, that it's because of Achila Gasa. And Yidavka talks about Sova. I don't want you eating the matzah la Sova. Well, that's only a Pesach Rishon concern, not a Pesach Sheni concern. And this Tosis that brings up Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. This Tosis in the beginning of the parak, the second day is going with Tosis on Kuf Zayin and Bed, Achila Gasa Mamish. It's Achila Gasa. You start bringing up Pesach Sheni, you're working with Achila Gasa. Tosis in the first Tosis, first Teretz of Tosis doesn't bring up Pesach Sheni, right? What did he say? The afternoon where a lot of Psochem are what? A lot of Psochem are what? A lot of Psochem are Shechted, okay. That's the first day of Tosis Yosef. The second day of Tosis is what? Brings in Pesach Sheni. But the Rashbam says, Sova, Te'avo. He's clearing away from Pesach Sheni, correct. He's clearing away from Pesach Sheni. That's why I'm wondering, what do you think the Girsa of the Rashbam was? In the Perek. Erev Psachim, you notice that? He doesn't have Arve. Actually, the Rashbam does have Arve. Wow. Rashi has Erev. The Rashbam has Arve. So the Rashbam steers away from Pesach Sheni. Arve is plush and robin. Psachim is plush and robin. Fits beautifully. Rashi would have to say like the first day of Tosis. You know, he says Erev Psachim. You notice that? You see how Rashi has Erev and the Rashbam has Arve? So it's interesting. So Rashi, Lamaisa, you know, we'll have to say maybe hold like the first day of Tais. But the second day of Tais brings in Pesach Sheni. That's going to be against the Rashbam. Because the Rashbam, first of all, says Arve Pesachim. It has nothing to do. And the reason the Rashbam gave of Lateavo doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. It only applies to Pesach Rishon. One sec, Ariel. Is there any sheet that you can find that says it does apply? Halacha l'maisa. Because the Sfasema said Pesach Sheni, the matzah is eaten al asova. I don't care. It doesn't have to be eaten in appetite. It's a condiment. But there is a Kesef Mishnah I want you to know. I gave it to you. In Pirik Ches Halacha Gimel, who quotes a Mechilta, that Pesach is eaten al asova velo matzah umaror. Wow. Meaning that when do you eat the matzah and maror? Before the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. It says Pesach Necha al Asov of Lo Matzah Umarer. Kesef Mishnah says you eat the matzah and maror before the Pesach. That's talking about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Correct. You always eat it before. So if you always eat it before, you better make sure you eat it L'Teyavu. What'd you say? That's what the Mechilta says. Pesach Necha al Asov of Lo Matzah Umarer. In the Pashup Shad, it's referring to even Pesach Sheni. Because eat in the same setting. Doesn't mean they have to actually eat it like relish and mustard and you eat it as an appetizer before you get to the Paschal lamb. So therefore the halacha will apply of Teyavin to both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and the Sfasemis writes that Beferish. So that's smack against, I'm sorry, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. That's smack against the Sfasemis. So if I ask you, is on Pesach Sheni, is the matzah eaten al asova or not? Sfasemis says, yes, it is. The Sfasemis says it's eaten al asova as well. According to the Shittas HaTosfos, it will be eaten al asova as well. Halacha l'maisa. It will be eaten al asova as well. And that's what Tosfos says, because l'maisa, the Sfasemis saying, is that Pesach Sheni, l'maisa, right? The Pesach Sheni l'maisa, it's eaten al asova, so I don't have to eat it l'teyavon. That's what the Sfasemis says. Much different than Pesach Rishon. I don't have to eat it l'teyavon. That's what his whole theory. He wants to build up from the Rashbam. But I want you to know something. The Sfasemis, the Kesef Mishnah says it's wrong. There's a Mechilta that says matzah, even on Pesach Sheni, has to be eaten l'teyavon. It is not eaten al asova. So if I ask you l'maisa, again, keep in mind teyavon is the opposite. It's an antithesis of al asova. So is there a din that you can eat the Pesach matzah al asova and Pesach Sheni? So Hasevah says yes to Rashbam. Maisa will say yes. You can eat it. The only time it's al teyavon is on Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, you can eat al asova. It's a condiment. It's eaten with it. Kesef Mishnah says no, it's wrong. It's a bit of a chiddush, like you're saying, Yosef. It says matzah marum yochluhu, which you think fits as a condiment, but he says those condiments are eaten before as appetizers. And therefore, those should be eaten l'teyavon, just like matzah and Pesach Rishon is. Matzah with the Pesach Sheni also should be eaten l'teyavon as well. So please get this machlokes. Ariel, you got this?
Yeah.
Yes, Jake, what do you say?
So just to clarify, the Sfasemis learns out a nafkamina between Rashba and Tosfos, but the Kesef Mishnah doesn't like it?
Yes, it will not be a nafkamina, because the Kesef Mishnah is insistent that matzah, no matter when it's eaten, Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, it always needs l'teyavon. It is never eaten al asova, ever. And the Sfasema says that's not right. He says Pesach Sheni, it is eaten al asova because the Pesach is eaten al asova, and it's a condiment, like Yosef says, that also is eaten al asova. We said if you go with the different theory of Achila Gassa completely, then, you know, then there's no difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Achila Gassa is always a problem, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But I'm just saying that Tosfos that puts in this Pesach Sheni the second day of Arve, I'm sorry, of Erev Pesachim, referring to Pesach Rishon, is a tremendous chiddush. And he's saying that l'maisa, that it's referring to that there is such a din of Achila Gass, which applies to both. And the Rashbam's theory says this is limited only to Pesach Rishon, and that's it. It's limited only to Pesach Rishon, and that's it. Halacha l'maisa. I mean, it's mevur from Taisus. It's mevur from Taisus that he learns in Erev Pesach Sheni. It's also mincha l'maila because you have to eat it l'teyavon. Okay, that's fine. That's all well and good, but the Sfasem says, Rashbam says that's wrong. That's not true. Rashbam will say this Tosis is wrong. Okay? That the Rashbam will say this Tosis is wrong, and the Kesef Mishnah says, no, Lomais, it's not wrong. There is a din to eat it, L'Teyavon, both on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And that din lamaisa, kesef mishnah says you never eat it al sov. You always eat it l'teyavim. Yes, go ahead, Yosef. No, no, no. Chumash says you got to eat also. No, it just means, you know, you can't be on an empty stomach. It means you have to have your stomach somewhat satiated when you eat the Korban Pesach. That's what Allah Sova means. I'm glad you asked me that. Chas v'shalom doesn't mean achil gas. Then you're not Yotze. It means Allah Sova. Cannot be on an empty stomach. There's like, you know, I'm glad you asked me that. It's kind of like there's three madregas. There's l'teyavon, which is basically eating on an empty stomach. You know, not completely, not even fasting 5 days, but you know what I'm saying. That's one level, teyavon. What's this middle level? Alasova, which is your stomach, what, Ariel? Stomach is, you know, not, it's not totally full to the gill, but, you know, it's, you've eaten a little bit, partially full. And then what's the third madrega? Achilagasa. I want you to get it down like that. Let's write it down like that on the board, okay? Let's write it down like that on the board. Okay, l'teyavon, alasova, and then number three is achilagasa. This is gone. This marker is gone. Okay, and the third one is achilagasa. Much better. Okay. Yeah, you got those three madregas? Those are the three madregas. And the Kesef Mishnah is insisting that matzah all the time has to be eaten. Number one, l'teyavon. The Sfasemis says, not true. He says, Pesach Rishon is, not Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a condiment. It's eaten al sof. Number three, it's never eaten. Okay? Someone's pencil just fell. Okay, fine. All right, let's close with the following, guys, okay? Please don't forget Mincha, because it's too early. Make sure you daven Mincha and Minyan, okay? It's always good. There's different times to get, but you know, tomorrow, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, we'll all the daven, God willing, after Shir. But it's too late now. Mincha Gedolah. I want to close with the following, and that is an important question. And what is better to daven, Mincha Gedolah or Mincha Ketana? Okay. And the Rashbam. Let's read the Rashbam there. Ariel, you did a great job. Let's read the first Rashbam there. Let's close with this Shiloh, which I wanted you to see. Okay. Go ahead, Ariel. Why don't you read that first response? Yeah, go ahead.
Asiris.
Exactly. So that means half an hour at the beginning of the 10th hour, which is what? 3 to 3:30. Right? Because the beginning of the 10th hour is 3 o'clock, right? You do the math, right? 6 to 7 is 1, 7 to 8 is 2, 8 to 9 is 3, 9 to 10 is 4, 10 to 11 is 5, 11 to 12 is 6, 12 to 1 is 7, 1 to 2 is 8, 2 to 3 is 9. There it is. 3 to 4 is the 10th hour. There it is. Go ahead. The Mishnah earlier on Daf Nun Chesmed Alf, go ahead.
Tamin Nishkat Bishnah.
No, Bishmona.
Bishmona,
who Mexa. Oh, it was shechted at 8.5, which was what? It was shechted at 8.5. Go ahead. The Karev. Betishu Mexa. It was shechted at 2:30. It was offered at 3:30. Nimseis, it comes out.
Nimseis, Minka Katana, Betisha.
Excellent. It's at 3:30, 9.5. Excellent. Comes out that you should do it at the time it's offered. Go ahead. The samach lay means a half an hour before. Rashi said ma'at, but I spilled the beans. The Rashbam says explicitly half an hour. Go ahead. The end of the ninth hour, which is what? Utchilas. Exactly, 3 o'clock. Exactly. So samachlei means what? At 3 o'clock, you got to stop eating. Mincha Ketan is at 3:30. Half an hour before Mincha Ketan, you got to stop eating. Okay. Now, lemaisa, which is better to daven? So I want you to get this down. The Rambam writes, the Beis Yosef quotes the Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. Let's get it, Yehuda. Okay. That, and it says it in the Shulchan Aruch, he does say it, no, I brought it in Reish Lamed Gimel, Rambam says it's better to daven mincha gedola. Ikar's mana. The Rambam says that the best is to daven. Beis Yosef quotes b'shem the Rambam that it's better to daven l'chachila at 9 and a half hours, 3:30. Mincha katan is the best. Let's get it. Ikar's mana miteshos umechsa. So according to Rambam, l'chachila should always daven mincha katan.
Who says this?
That's the Rambam shita. And the Shulchan Aruch says it as well. He says, Bidiyevit early, you're only Yotze when? From 12:30 to 3:30. Amazing. He kind of says it as Bidiyevit. Yesh, Mishi is Baal, Tfilis Mincha, Lachar Sheish, Osel, Malo, Yotze. What does Yotze always mean? Bidiyevit. Iker Zman, Miteisho, Sumechse, Befeirish. So the Rambam says, black and white, what's better? Mincha Ktana. Let's get it. However, Bidiyevit is only good from 12:30. Bidiyevit is Mincha Gdol according to the Rambam and the Mechaber. However, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh in the Tur that say, L'chachila, it's 6 and a half, it's 12:30. Amazing, no? It's amazing. Okay? So it's a Beferish Machloikis. Yeah? It's a Beferish Machloikis. Now, what'd you say? Yeah, it's a question about what it was modeled after, Lamaisa. Because the question is, what it was modeled after. Because the truth of the matter is, Erev Pesach, if it comes out on Friday, they used to shecht it at the Tumid at 6 and a half. So that was the Svara. Was it modeled after what it was done most of the year? Or was it modeled after when it becomes kosher? You follow me?
Yeah.
Was it model after what was done practically, which was 9 and a half? Excellent, Yosef, at 3:30. That's the Rambam and the Mechaber. Or do you say what theoretically when it could be done? And it was actually done if Erev Pesach come out on what? Erev Shabbos? If Erev Pesach come out on Erev Shabbos, they used to actually do everything early and they used to shecht it at 6 and a half. Mishnah says that Nun Chesem and Beis. Nun Chesem and Aleph, actually. So what I want to do, and I couldn't find it. I have to try to find it. I looked around in the morning in Seder before Shir, but I have to try to find it. But the Sharatzion writes, and I want you to get this, we'll close with this, is that at a Tainus Sibor, everyone agrees you should daven Mincha Ktana. Please get that. Why? Because if you say Aneinu and you daven, now all the yeshivas don't do this, even our yeshiva. We also daven early because you want Rov Adras HaMelech. You want a lot of people there. But most yeshivas, they always daven the whole yeshiva together, Mincha Gdol. But I daven with the shul later, Mincha Ktana. Why? Because if, God forbid, you get sick and you daven Mincha Gedola on a tainus, you said Aneinu, and then you end up eating, you lie to Hashem. You ended up lying. You didn't end up fasting. How can you say Aneinu b'yom somtani senu? You didn't fast. You ate, end up eating. So you always want to push mincha to later in the day. Even the Rambam, even the Russian tour would agree to that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's a din you always got to do. But in yeshiva, you want to be around all the guys. It's good to do. But I'm saying if you have a choice, if everything's all equal, it'll be the same amount of guys, you know, won't be Barovam Hadras Melech, then you really should daven mincha ktana. So I want you to get this. I mean, the Mechaber, I gave it to you, Lamaisa. It's very interesting. Okay? It's very interesting, Lamaisa. And he says in the very next siman, Reish Lama Dal, you got to make a choice. Either daven Mincha Gdol or Mincha Ktana. Let's say you want to daven both. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? You learn the Gemara and Brachos? Alavai, a guy should daven the whole day. Alavai, Adam, she's following him, Kulo. You know that din of Rabbi Yochanan? So that's a Nadava. You want to ask a Bakasha to Hashem, you need a new thing. But you can't daven two minchas. It's a chovah to daven two minchas. That's not right. You can daven one as a chovah, one as a rishus. But you have to make your choice. I wrote to this Baal mincha gdol mincha ktana. Ain't lo roi this Baal rishus ela agadolim. He says you should daven the gedola to be the rishus. Right? And what should be the chovah? Mincha wa ktanak. That's l'shitoso. Right? Isn't that what l'shitoso? That issue, Yehuda, of Vasik, the oven tomorrow, oven kamar, is only reviewed in the Rabbanu about when it ends. When does the day end? You follow me, Yehuda?
Yeah.
That was talking about a different topic. You know what I mean? Right. That was talking about, does it end at sunset or does it end at what? 4:45, which is what? Plag Mincha. What is Plag Mincha? Mincha Ktana. What's half of Mincha Ktana? 3:30 to 6 is 2.5 hours. What's half of 2.5 hours?
Hour 15.
3:30 plus an hour 15 is how much? 4:45. Do you have to finish mincha by 4:45 or 6? That's avad gemar avad gemar. You have to be consistent, right? You have to always be consistent. That was a different nekuda yehudi. You follow me? But what I'm pointing out is the mechaber from Reish Lama Gimel to Reish Lama Dal is consistent that what's best? Mincha ketana is best. The tour in the rush, they know mincha gedola is best. But by a Shartzin says, by a tiny sibor, everyone agrees you should do mincha ketana. Unless we're saying like the yeshiva is a rovam hadish melech. Okay, it's wonderful to see everybody, guys. I'm proud of you guys. So please chazor over. We did the Mishnah. We did a bunch of Taisis in Rashbam. And we did the first Taisis. We got a lot more to do, Bezrat Hashem. Okay? All right, good to see everybody.
Thank you,
great day. Don't forget the mincha.
Thank you.